Welcome to the Drum Run, Season 1, Episode 5. Please follow us to get all the latest episodes dropped directly into your podcast library. And reviews, especially the good ones, are always appreciated. And now, sit back and enjoy the ride.
Roxy, how are we doing on GPS?
We're 413 miles from the destination point.
What do you think our destination is?
Got me. It could be anything.
But what do you think it is?
I have no idea. For all we know, it's not even the actual destination. It could just be where they allow us to open the case.
I hope it's another walled city. But one with only Third Estaters. And they're happy to see us. Oh, and they invite us inside. And they offer us a drink. Maybe some more of that peppermint schnapps.
Did you get to try some? Back at the ranch?
Just a taste. Then Farah shot me a look. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's kind of hard to miss.
What I tried, though, was good. It kind of burned, but it was nice and sweet. What about you, Roxy?
What do I hope the destination is?
Yeah.
I suppose I'd love it if it was a day spa. Spend time relaxing by a pool. I could use some work on my hands. My nails are a disaster.
Your hands? They're shaking.
They are.
Is that because of the Akon?
I'm assuming yes. I haven't been feeling well, but there are lots of reasons why that might be.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault. I'm dealing with it.
How much of a problem is the Akon?
Do you mind if we talk about something else?
Sure. It's gonna get dark soon.
We should pull over for the night.
Or we keep driving.
That seems risky.
Tomorrow's day 3. Seems risky to waste 11 hours.
You guys hear that?
No. What do you hear?
I hear it. It's getting louder.
Look, on the road.
It's spreading.
Is it water?
Look, up the ravine.
What is that?
That's a flash flood.
Holy crap.
Ty, you need to hit the accelerator now.
Maybe I just stop.
No, you need to hit it right now.
Are you sure?
Holy crap.
Yes.
Get us out of here, Ty.
It's gonna sweep us off the road.
Give it everything you've got.
Holy crap.
Go, go, go.
The pedal's pinned.
Keep going. Go, 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 go.
Holy crap.
Go, go, go.
Holy crap.
Oh my god. Did we make it?
I think so.
Don't stop now.
Don't worry. I'm not gonna.
Holy crap.
That happened so quickly.
It came out of nowhere.
It was all that snow melt. We gotta be careful. There could be more up ahead.
Jesus. My heart is pumping on my dang chest.
You did an amazing job.
I just hit the accelerator and kept the damn wheel straight.
We're lucky to have you.
Thanks, Roxy.
We should find high ground and make camp.
What about right up there? That looks like a good spot, don't you think?
As good a spot as any, I suppose.
This is one big mud bog.
At least we're not dead.
Did you see that whole piece of road?
The whole thing just got swept away.
Look at this place. It's gonna be one long night.
Wow. Would you look at that?
I've never seen the sunrise over a mountain before.
Neither have I. It is beautiful.
Peaceful, even.
In the middle of all this bullshit.
By end of day, we could be close to our destination.
By the end of the day, we're gonna be on the side of the road with no gas.
Let's get moving then. See just how far we can go.
Farah, what's the GPS say?
287 miles to go. I'd feel a lot better if we knew how we're gonna make it the last 100 miles.
We'll think of something.
There's that optimism of yours. Let's hope you're right.
What is that?
Is it moving?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
There's a hover drive coming towards us.
This can't be good. We might have a problem.
What is it?
A hover drive's coming our way.
No.
It's gotta be an 88, right?
It very well could be.
Ty, you have the revolver, yeah?
I do, but... Hey, let's just play this cool. Maybe they'll just pass on by.
All of you should get out of sight.
Did you get a look inside?
I only saw a driver. He didn't look all that friendly. It's turning around.
It's coming back around for us.
Of course it is.
What do we do?
This thing's gotta be pretty good off-road.
Better than a hover drive?
My guess would be better traction.
Maybe he'll let us be.
Get down!
Or maybe not.
Everyone hold on!
Watch out for the boulder!
I see it.
Ford, what are you thinking here?
The shit kicker ought to have better turning traction than the drive. You just gotta get close enough to...
Ford, you're going to hit that tree!
I just gotta get close enough to... What happened?
They hit it. Go on!
Ford!
Oh shit, hang on!
You guys okay back there?
I think so. Roxy.
I'm good. That guy in the hover drive? Not so much.
Already called it in. Y'all are done.
Says the guy coughing up blood.
We should leave. Like, right now.
In what? Our front axle is toast.
Hey. What's in the trunk?
Bite me.
What's our plan here?
Maybe we could trade for him.
For this guy? No one's gonna trade for this guy.
There are two rifles back here.
Happens to be, I lead the outfit you're about to meet.
You? Well, that must be one sad outfit.
I'm gonna enjoy watching a bullet go through your head.
I doubt you'll live that long.
Hey, what's your name?
Abraham fucking Lincoln.
Hey. The man asked you a question.
Billy.
Guys, we need an exit plan out of here.
They're gonna be here soon.
Ace, hand me that walkie-talkie. This is Billy. Over.
Billy? What's wrong? You okay?
Managed to kill two of them. Got the other two at gunpoint.
What in the hell happened out there?
I'm dying, man. Don't bring in the cavalry. I just need a ride out of here.
There's no way that worked.
Maybe it did.
Let's just hope a single drive shows up.
What do you think the chances are of pulling this off?
Ask me again in 5 minutes.
Here they are.
And it's a single hover drive.
Maybe our luck's starting to turn.
There's a second drive. And a third.
Never mind.
What do we do?
We switch to plan B, just like we practiced.
Billy! Where are you?
I'm here! Behind the drive!
He's alive. For now.
Who the hell are you?
You want Billy back? Hand over one of your hover drives.
Over my dead body?
We're fine with that.
I think you missed the fact that we've got you surrounded. How do you think this is gonna play out?
The moment you start shooting, Billy takes a bullet to the head.
You don't got the guts.
But I do.
Billy! We're coming in there, guns a-blazing!
Hey now! Hold on a second!
Now we ain't gonna just let you steal one of our drives.
We're not stealing it. We just need to borrow it for a few hundred miles. We'll get it back to you. We promise.
Do I look stupid to you, boy?
Listen, without this drive, we're out of options. We're desperate here.
Billy, come on, man. You don't want to die today, do you?
God damn it.
All right, listen up. We're giving him one of the drives.
The hell we are!
You heard me, goddammit! Do what I say! Y'all pilot to one of the drives and get!
You sure about this? You're setting precedent here.
Listen to my voice! Do I sound sure?
All right. You heard the man. Billy, last chance. You sure you're sure about this?
Yes! Now go, God damn it!
Did that really just work?
Unless they're waiting down the road to ambush us.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
We'll get the drive back to you, I promise.
Yeah? And how are you gonna do that?
Well, we're gonna... I figured we'd, Ford?
I don't know, Ace. We could always drop the hover drive back somewhere near here. I'm just not quite sure how we drop the coordinates.
Christ on the cross. When you return the drive, which you will, use the walkie. Record a 15-second distress message. Use channel 4. And include the GPS coordinates. You got GPS.
That we do have.
And let's be clear. You don't get me back my drive. And I'll scour the ends of the earth for you fuckers.
We'll get you back the drive.
Where'd you get the old truck from?
Group calling themselves the Punga. A few hundred miles east of here.
Why? Have you heard of them?
The Punga. Jesus. Everyone's heard of those guys. They ever catch up with you? You got a lot bigger problems than me.
I feel like a sardine back here.
If you prefer, we could drop you back off with Billy.
I'm just saying.
Will the drive get us the rest of the way there?
According to the computer, the battery should get us 160 miles down the road at our current speed.
How far are we from the destination?
224 miles.
We're 60 miles short. If we travel slower, would that help with the battery life?
It would help, but I don't think it would be enough to get us there.
We can't afford to travel any slower.
If anything, we should be moving faster. I'll bet they're already out looking for us.
You really think that's true?
I would be, if I were them.
We should stick to roads less traveled.
We have to move south eventually.
We should do it at the next intersection.
Let's break out the map. Make sure we know exactly where we're going.
I'm on it. Jesus. Now Ace is even starting to snore. What's up with guys and snoring?
It has to do with the larger airways and the larynx of men compared to...
Ford.
What?
I don't care.
You did ask.
What I want to know is how you know so much about old cars.
The grooming outpost I was at. They had all sorts of Holovid instructional courses. And like I said, combustible engines are pretty simple machines.
I beg to differ, but I'm glad you think so. No one else could have started up the shit kicker. You know a lot about techie stuff. Wouldn't have guessed it by looking at you.
That makes two of us.
What wouldn't you have guessed?
That you were capable of murder.
Ah, the murder of Baron Starr. I assume that's who you mean.
Why? Were there others?
Who said I killed Baron Starr?
The entire estate? Are you saying you didn't kill Baron Starr?
Baron Starr was a mass murderer.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Because I saw it.
You saw him kill people?
I witnessed his actions, which ended in the death of who knows how many Third Estaters. You spent, what, a little over a year in the estate?
13 months.
I've lived there for nearly 4 years. When I first arrived, I worked for a family, the Brightons. They were nice, pretty normal First Estaters. The wife, Penny, was a socialite. I guess that's what you'd call her. She'd like to throw these big parties for all of the Platinums. She and I would work for weeks on the menu, making sure we got each course just right. During those first 2 years, I made quite a name for myself. Eventually, they transferred me to Baron Starr's household. It was a big promotion, working for one of the Council of Ten. Something to hang your hat on. But it didn't take me long to realize that Baron Starr's public persona was very different than what he was like in private.
What was he like in private?
For one, he was having sex with his kid's au pair.
Whoa. Did his wife know?
I'm not really sure, but if I was putting money on it, I'd say she did. Whether it bothered her or not, that I can't really say.
How would that not bother her?
I imagine because she didn't have to do it herself.
That's messed up.
Yeah, well, him having sex with the au pairs, really not all that messed up. Not if you know what happens on the Platinum level. That was just the beginning of his whole... process.
Process?
He didn't care about the sex. I mean, maybe he did, but it was a means to an end.
I'm not following.
It was a pattern with him. Each time he'd start out nice and slow, show them a little favoritism over the other domestics. In return, he'd ask for something simple. A foot massage, a back rub. Touchy, but always innocent. And then, very slowly, it would evolve into something more. 1 week it would be a shared metapod. The next week it might be a hand on the knee. The week after that, a brush across the breast. There were promises made, enticements, all of them lies. Star was patient, grooming them, a spider and his fly. After a few months, it would finally end in sex. All of it recorded and documented. And that was it. He had them. They'd violated the rules of the estate and were subject to banishment, which understandably scared the holy hell out of them. And that was when Star went to work. After that, the sexual acts would become a little more brazen, a little more debased. Week after week after week. Always just a little more fucked up. Camille told me about some of the things he made her do towards the end. I won't repeat them. I've never heard of half the stuff. At some point, when he had run through every deplorable and humiliating act he could think of, when he'd broken them down as completely as he thought humanly possible, he did the very thing that had kept them in line the entire time. He reported them, showed them the evidence, and the next thing they knew, they were out on the DR. And the next month, he'd start all over again.
And you were next?
No. Star enjoyed my work in the kitchen too much for that. But a couple of months ago, the Star family received a new domestic. My younger sister, Elsie. She'd just graduated from one of the grooming outposts, not even 6 weeks in. I tried with what little pull I had to keep it from happening, but Star insisted.
Why'd he insist?
I don't know. But sooner or later, I just knew that he wouldn't be able to resist. I couldn't let that happen.
I'd have killed him too.
That's what I decided to do.
So you did poison him?
I started collecting the materials.
For cyanide? You don't just find that stuff at the markets.
I have a friend who works in the L3 factory. Everything I needed was there. I just had to go slowly, make sure I didn't draw any undue attention. It took me 2 months to get it all. I had the whole thing planned out. His wife and kids were going away on a long weekend to the vineyard. Star was staying home to work. It would have been so easy.
Would have been?
I couldn't go through with it.
Why not?
I don't know, to be honest. I guess killer doesn't come as easy as I would have thought. A couple of weeks later, I came back to my room and the vial was gone. And trust me, it was well hidden.
What'd you do?
I couldn't do anything. I assumed I'd be arrested at any moment, but I never was.
A few weeks after that, I returned from the morning markets to find the house deserted. All except for Baron Starr, who was sprawled out on the kitchen floor. One look at him, and I knew. He'd been poisoned. His face was grotesque.
So who killed him?
My money is on Mrs. Starr.
You think she poisoned her own husband?
I think she found the vial, somehow, and realized she could off her husband and get away with it. My prints were all over the glass, and Jesse would have had no choice but to admit that he'd collected the materials for me. I was well and truly screwed. I don't really blame Mrs. Starr, if I'm being honest. I probably would have poisoned him sooner or later, so in a matter of speaking, I did kill him.
But you didn't. That's the point. So you ran?
Yeah. I was going down for the murder of Baron Starr, whether I did it or not.
That's not justice.
There's no justice inside the estate.
That's why we have to pull off this drum run, so we can return and clear your name.
For as smart a guy as you are, you sure are dumb.
There's that charming wit.
Hey, how's the battery holding up?
We're down to 7%. Dropping nice and steady.
How far off are we from the destination?
130 miles to go.
What are we gonna do when the battery runs out?
I don't mean to get anyone's hopes up, but there's a small chance that this battery gets us all the way there.
How?
These particular hover drives were originally outfitted with an auxiliary battery slot.
Why didn't you say that before?
It was an optional upgrade when they were built, but I have no idea how to verify it. I guess I didn't see the point.
When will we know?
As soon as the battery hits 5%, I think. It'll either kick in, or it won't. We just hit 6%.
We have to assume it won't.
Which means we have to figure out how to make it the final stretch. Any ideas?
The only vehicle we've seen so far belonged to the 88s, right?
So far.
What if we stash the hover drive somewhere near one of the old highways? Then we take cover and wait for the next hover drive to pass. When it does, we blast it to hell with rifles.
How does that get us anywhere?
We take the battery, of course. As long as it isn't damaged in the crash. I'm assuming it's fairly well protected.
Hard to say what would happen to the battery, but I think you're right. It probably would be workable.
Damn, Roxy. That's hardcore. I like it.
Could the batteries be swapped?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
The only problem is we're nowhere near any highway.
You asked for an idea. You didn't say it had to be perfect.
Guys, the battery life just bounced to 23%.
Are you serious?
Ha! Would you look at that?
What's going on?
We just got a gift from the gods.
Assuming there are no more issues, knock on wood, where does that put us on the timeline?
We should arrive in approximately 2 hours, which is almost exactly half of our allotted time.
So we've really got a shot at making it.
We still have to accomplish their task, which could be anything.
Still, this is great news!
I've been thinking about the way back. There should be charging stations all along what used to be the I-5 North. If we could harness whatever electrical power still exists at those stations, it might be enough to get us all the way back.
You really think those old charging stations could have leftover power?
Yeah. I think they just might.
So we could really make it?
Yep. We really could.
Drum Run stars Noah Keishian as Ford, Abby Huffstetler as Farah, Junior Nyong'o as Ty, Colby Muhammad as Roxy, and Spencer Hunsicker as Ace. Additional performances by Victor Chan and Joseph Molina. Drum Run is written and directed by Corey Sen. Recorded at Blitz Recording. If you haven't already, please follow Drum Run and give us a quick review or rating. This helps our smaller production compete with the big guys